But let's move on to Washington and an apology. You know, we've been talking a lot about the Mark Foley scandal, but the truth is, it's election season, and we have unfairly neglected many, many other scandals. Foremost among them, the controversy surrounding convicted lobbyist Jack Abramoff, seen here just before having a safe dropped on his head by another spy dressed all in white. This weekend, Ohio Republican Bob Ney pled guilty to Abramoff-related bribery and corruption charges. Congressman Ney's district encompasses, this is true, most of Licking County, Ohio. Which, early odds have it, will also be the nickname of his jail cell. Ney asked for leniency in sentencing because he says he has... Anybody? Anybody? A drinking problem. If you're keeping score at home, that now makes alcohol responsible for corruption, anti-Semitism, and homosexual pedophilia. Although, on the plus side, late at night, it serves to both lower women's inhibitions and men's standards, bringing people together. Ney says he will resign in the, quote, next few weeks. But that's not soon enough for House Speaker Dennis I've Got My Own Problems Hastert, who said Ney, quote, betrayed his oath of office. We will move to expel him immediately as our first order of business. Actually, the speaker didn't say that. He just loaded track 5 on tape 4.
Hello, the Republican Party believes
Bob Ney
has betrayed his oath of office.
If Bob Ney
does not resign as
congressman
from the state or district of
Ohio, 18th district,
we will move to expel him. Then he'll become a high-paid lobbyist for
McDonnell Douglas.
Sad. Ney is the latest Washington figure. Congressman Ney is the latest Washington figure to be Abramoffed. Huh? Huh? No! No, this is the job I'm good at! Karl Rove's top assistant was forced to resign after Abramoff's records indicated he'd made 485 lobbying contacts with White House officials over 3 years. But here's the thing.
Now what's happened is that you've gotten a definition of contact that literally applies. I think Abramoff sees somebody across the street and that qualifies as a contact.
Come on. But of those 485 contacts, 345 were described as in-person meetings. 7 of them were phone conversations, 70 of them were phone conversations, and 6 were accidental kisses over spaghetti. Actually, only 10 of the contacts were directly with Karl Rove. An email describes one of the contacts when Rove visited Abramoff's restaurant. Abramoff instructed the staff to, quote, I want Rove to be given a very nice bottle of wine and have Joseph whisper in his ear, only he should hear, that Abramoff wanted him to have this wine on the house. The email continued, Joseph should then lay a firm hand on Rove's thigh, only Rove should feel this, and flutter his tongue gently against Rove's earlobe. Then I want Joseph to unbutton Rove's shirt from sternum to navel, only Rove should be given a reach around.